Gripping the Wheel Going Nowhere, The Myth of Control, by Steve Martin. I was talking with Chris Carnahan about God's sovereignty the other day, and we hit on something, how we think we're in control of our lives. But the truth is, what we want and what actually happens aren't even connected. We make plans, we push, we strive, and then life just does its own thing. Ever seen a kid in one of those toy cars at an amusement park? He's gripping the wheel, spinning it left and right, convinced he's the one steering. He thinks he's in control, but the car's locked onto a track. No matter what he does with that wheel, the ride is going exactly where it was designed to go. That's us. We live with the illusion that we're in control. We make plans, chase dreams, fight to stay on top, and act like we're the ones charting our own course. But the reality? That steering wheel in our hands isn't connected to anything. The track beneath us, God's sovereign will, is the only thing determining where we're actually going. Scripture makes it clear we aren't the ones running the show. Proverbs 16:9. The heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. You can turn your little wheel all you want, but God is the one laying down the track. Joseph's story, his brothers thought that they were ruining his life when they sold him into slavery. Turns out they were just pawns in God's bigger plan to save an entire nation. The crucifixion of Jesus. The people who sentenced Jesus to death thought that they were making their own choice, but that moment had been written into history before the disruption of the world. If God can use betrayal, suffering, and even murder to accomplish his perfect plan, do we really think our little course corrections are going to make or break his design? We resist this truth because it wrecks our ego. We like the idea that we're in charge, that our grit, smarts, and hustle are what shape our destiny, that if we just work harder, think smarter, and plan better, we can control the outcome. But deep down, we know better. Ever had life knock you flat? Ever made what seemed like the right decision, only for everything to go sideways? Ever looked back and realized that the thing you fought so hard to achieve was actually leading you somewhere that you never expected? That's because you weren't steering. You never were. You were just spinning the wheel on a ride that was already set in motion. If God is sovereign, does that mean we just sit back, do nothing, and let life happen? Nope. We still make choices. We still take action. But we do it with the understanding that the results are up to Him. Here's how that changes everything. Stop stressing over outcomes. If God is in control, you don't have to live in fear of messing up everything. Do your best, make wise choices, but know that no mistake of yours can derail His plan. Let go of the illusion. Stop gripping the wheel like your life depends on it. You're not steering this thing. The sooner you accept that, the freer you'll be. Trust the track, even when life doesn't make sense, even when it feels like you're heading in the wrong direction. Trust that God knows exactly where He's taking you. Get over yourself. If the universe isn't actually dependent on your ability to figure it all out, you can stop acting like it is. Relax, He's got it. We love the illusion of control. It makes us feel safe. But real safety isn't found in gripping a disconnected steering wheel. It's found in trusting the one who built the track. God is sovereign. That means your life isn't random. Your struggles aren't meaningless. Your future isn't uncertain to Him. So stop white-knuckling that plastic wheel and let Him take you where He's already planned. Because no matter how hard you spin that thing, you're not the one doing the driving.